Earlier this week, Mark Butler announced government plans to reduce the number of Medicare-subsidized psychology sessions from 20 to 10. The sessions were initially increased to 20 from 10 by the Morrison government in 2020 because of the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The decision, cited by the minister as an opportunity to increase access to therapy, has been criticized by psychology experts as a move to reduce government spending in the area. The Wire's Madhura Prakash asked senior lecturer in psychology at Deakin University, Dr. David Halford, whether 10 sessions were enough for effective treatment.
So the research actually shows that treatment outcomes are better if you do have sessions spaced closer together. And most of the clinical trials that we have for psychological treatments have at least weekly sessions. So the idea of spacing them out over longer periods is usually not recommended. Although that is what people may do when they have little access to sessions in order to, to spread them out.
Do you think the impact of this decision would essentially be people not really engaging with therapy as much or, like you said, spreading out sessions and having less effective care?
Absolutely. Well, people will look at 10 sessions as a finite resource, and I think the impact of that is that people may spread them out. Another potential impact, apart from people being undertreated or not able to recover in that time, another potential impact is that people actually see the end of therapy coming up and they may be disheartened or pessimistic about the ability to change.
So the health minister stated an issue that was being faced was people not being able to engage with mental health services and kind of chalked that up to the 20 sessions plan. Would this decision have an impact on people's likelihood with engaging in therapy?
Yeah. So look, what we're still seeing, what the report's showing is that we're still seeing about half of people using Better Access are new users. So we're still getting a lot of people coming in and assisting that are new, but relative to before the 20 sessions were introduced, we've gone from 56% of people being new users to 5%. And so he suggested perhaps that the introduction there has perhaps limited access to new consumers a little bit. Although notably, the report actually says that in remote areas, there have been more new users of services than prior to the 20 sessions. But really, they're two separable issues. One is to say, do we need more capacity in the system? And the other is to say, how much treatment do people need when they're in the system? And actually, this report shows that people that are more unwell are accessing more sessions, and that is having more better impact on them. So there's sort of two separate issues, I think, when the minister raises the new users point.
Yeah, I guess speaking to that report, I believe part of the reason for the cut was that apparently mental health outcomes weren't changed, I guess, from before the extra sessions were introduced.
Mm.
Is that a fair reading of the report?
Look, it's always difficult to take averages with things. What the report shows, similar to the last review about a decade ago, is that overall people do benefit from this program, from getting psychological therapies, which we already know because they're based on evidence-based treatments. But what this report does show, though, is that the more sessions people are getting, the more people will get better as such, that will recover. So actually, the program is beneficial, and it does seem to be particularly beneficial for those that are more in need.
And does the report take into consideration the fact that there have been some pretty serious issues over the last few years that might have made it a little bit more difficult for people to have those mental health outcomes that maybe they were able to have before?
Absolutely. No, it's a great point. I mean, look, we can think about this. It's been harder to access face-to-face care. That's what happens when we lock down. And unfortunately, new users of the system, of the Better Access system, are more likely to want face-to-face sessions. But what we've sort of seen is that as the pandemic has caused all the close down, it's been a little bit harder for people to get in to do face-to-face sessions, whereas people that are already in the system have been able to transfer over to telehealth. So there's been that difficulty. But, moving forward now, we have the beauty of access to telehealth, but we also have a return to the face-to-face option as well. So I think that bodes well for having those additional sessions.
For eating disorders, they have introduced 40 sessions. Is this something that could be likely for other mental health issues? What other kinds of things would need that level of treatment?
Well, look, I think this is a great program because what this does is it recognizes that although some people may have a need for less sessions or fewer amount of sessions, some may need more ongoing treatment in order to help them recover from their issue. But this is not exclusive to eating disorders. This is actually the case for almost all of our mental illnesses, that some people will need extra care. And this is a great step for the government, because they're sort of saying, right, we're going to really have some criteria for those who will benefit and require these extra sessions. That thinking can apply to mental health issues across the board. Certainly, when you work in a system that isn't constrained by a number, you provide a treatment that helps people recover. And I think that's what the system really needs to be geared towards if we're serious about Australians getting the right kind of treatment that will help them recover and stay recovered.
Senior lecturer in psychology at Deakin University, Dr. David Halford-Day, ending the story by The Wire's Madhura Prakash.